Paul Zimkevich, director of the West Virginia Water Research Institute, describes the chemical leaked from Freedom Industries into the Elk River crude, MCHM, as a kind of detergent used in the process of cleaning coal, a surfactant.
You're trying to separate the coal from the non-burnable stuff like shales, clays, stuff like that. And then the process takes advantage of the fact that coal is lighter than these clays and the rocks, but they have to be separated. And so you use these surfactants to help that separation process.
He says that water ends up in slurry impoundments and then often is recycled to wash more coal. Zimkevich says he would be surprised if the reported 2,000 to 5,000 gallons of the chemical that was leaked would get into the water supplies in concentrations that are considered acutely toxic, meaning that small amounts ingested could potentially make someone very sick. Given the amount leaked over the hour it was leaked and the flow of the Elk River, Zimkevich estimates concentration levels of about 40 milligrams per liter. Zimkevich explains that there are primary drinking water standards that regulate chemicals that pose serious health risks, and that crude MCHM wouldn't be on that list. He says as a foaming agent, it would fall in the secondary drinking water standards, which are regulated at about half a milligram per liter. Secondary standards, Zimkevich says, are more to regulate aesthetic issues such as color, taste, and texture of water. He adds that while ingesting crude MCHM poses few health risks, it is considered an irritant.
So my estimates would indicate that the concentration getting to the water intake for the water distribution system could be well above that because they're both on the same side of the river. They may not have mixed chemical. They have not mixed 100%. By the time it got to the water intake. So given all that, I think it was prudent to shut down the water system.
Zimkevich speculates that the compound was likely distributed into the far reaches of the water system before it was shut down. The time it will take to thoroughly flush the system is perhaps the biggest and most challenging concern by his estimations. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.